Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. With firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right. Lincoln certainly had his hands full in trying to act firmly in the right when he came to his role in the largest mass execution ever in American history. How, we can ask, does God give us, or did give him, a way to see the right when it came to the mass hanging of 38 Dakota Sioux Native Americans? That's what happened the day after Christmas in Minnesota in 1862 at the hand of Abraham Lincoln. This event is such a dark page in American history from a darker chapter in our treatment of Native Americans. It is hard to see where the right would be found. Yet the reason we continue to find guidance and light in the life and spirit of Lincoln is because he stepped in to the most difficult situations ever in our history and found a good way forward. Not the best way, not the purely good way, just a good way and a right way. We saw last week Lincoln's basic honor and his respect for the life of the Native American man Jack, who had wandered into young Captain Lincoln's camp in the Black Hawk War, his rabble-rousing men wanting to shoot the hapless man who also had a letter of introduction from a federal general. Lincoln had stepped forward and courageously to save this indigenous man's life. This was at a time when, for almost everyone, Native American lives, Indian lives, did not matter. Likewise, in this situation, Lincoln stepped forward courageously and with a righteous vision found what to do. War had broken out between some of the Dakota tribe of the Sioux in Minnesota. The Sioux were a sovereign nation stretching west from Minnesota to the Rocky Mountains. But for about 50 years, they had been pushed further and further, mistreated more and more. Finally, a small group attacked back. Even against the wisdom of their elders, hundreds of white people were killed. Thousands fled the Minnesota Territory. After 6 weeks, about 400 Native Americans were captured, and they had a military trial, which was hardly legal. But they could not execute their prisoners without presidential approval. Would Lincoln kill 400 Native Americans on such shady legal grounds? A clergyman, an Episcopal bishop, Henry Whipple, went to Washington to plead the Native Americans' case, and Lincoln was moved and impressed and concerned, even in the midst of his own Civil War. He personally reviewed all the cases, and he said he was anxious not to do too much clemency that would encourage more war from the whites, but too much severity that would be cruel and provoke more war from the Dakota. How to act firmly in the right, as God gave him to see the right. Here Lincoln proves his enduring worth. He did not try to be pure and innocent. He knew that all white people were involved, complicit, and guilty in a way. Any self-righteous act on his part would have produced fiery fury, self-righteousness on either side back. Lincoln found reasons to save 264 lives, 87% of the captured warriors. Was that pure good news? No. A cowardly president would have killed all 303. A do-gooder president would, or a gutless president, would have freed all 303. The great American poet Robert Penwarren said that recognizing complicity, admitting your part in wrongness, is the beginning of innocence, the start of a pure heart. That is the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln that could light us down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.